Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is Monday, April 8th, 2024. I am late. Solid Blue Sister, baby. And this is my turn to talk. There's too much going on before 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Too much. Too much going on after 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But anyway, everyone, welcome, welcome. Hey, Angel, welcome, welcome back. Long time no see. Blunt Ninja, how are you, girl? Hi, Fair, how are you? Welcome, welcome. And to everyone, whatever platform you are listening, be it live or the replay, thank you very much. Always appreciate it. Hey, Frankie, how are you? Everyone is doing well. I don't know if some of you guys are going to be looking at the solar eclipse tonight. I don't know how much we'll be able to see out here on the West Coast. Today, I wanted to talk about, well, actually, this is actually Brina's topic. This is Brina's topic, and she suggested this topic, and, you know, it's a good topic, and I want to talk about today a little bit of hip-hop. How has it changed society? Did the media purposely make hip-hop something negative, or did the artists have a hand in that narrative? I, for one, am not a hip-hop fan. I do not like it. I don't like a lot of the lyrics. I think a lot of the lyrics are degrading. I don't like listening to it. And I usually turn it off when it comes on. However, Tupac is probably the only hip hop artist that I will listen to, with the exception of some of the old school stuff that came out, which I'll be playing at the end of the show. That did not go down this road that hip hop is now. So hip hop rap, is it the same? I mean, I kind of think that it is, but some people will probably tell me that I'm wrong. But I mean, has it changed society? Has it, you know, with the lyrics and everything, has it made society take a look at itself? Does it have a deep meaning? You know, is it something that people should pay attention to? I mean, hip hop to me has definitely changed society. And I think the artists, I think the media has made it something into a negative thing. And I think the artists have also had a hand in doing. And Fair says hip hop is something you do, is a culture. Well, that's interesting. You know, when you start talking about cultures and what have you, in that case, you know, hip hop has been around for since the beginning of time. Hip hop, you know, started mainstream in the 70s. You know, if I'm correct, it started in New York. You know, with DJ Herc and his turntables and his mixing and stuff. But people have been mixing, you know, for a very long time, since before then. But hip hop is also tied into rap, my opinion. And it is a culture started by the Black people. But did it take a dark turn somewhere? You know, you know, you see movies and you know, you can remember back when you're walking down the street and you would see, you know, people break dancing, you know, and spinning around and everything like that. You know, and they're, you know, dancing to a particular beat. But I do think, for me, I think that rap is also tied into hip hop. So I don't know. You all can say that I'm wrong, but I think that they both tie in to the same thing. When you hear people talk about hip hop, you know, and when they're rapping, they're usually doing one and the same. You're not doing hip hop and singing gospel. You're not doing hip hop and, you know, you're doing jazz. You know, did hip hop inspire the clothes that are worn? Did it inspire a certain style? You know, exactly what has hip hop done? You know, what did hip hop create? You know, did it create rappers? Did it create or inspire people who wanted to rap? Did hip hop inspire, you know, people to go to design certain clothes? You know, that clothing is, you know, part of culture. You know, so did they, you know, what has hip hop done for society? You know, and again, you know, you can go anything from music, fashion, entertainment. I mean, hip hop has its hand in a lot of things. I think hip hop has its hand in politics. It has its hand in technology. I mean, it has its hand. Hip hop has its hand in a lot of things. So, when you think about hip hop, what is one of the first things that you think about? You know, and again, I ask. And Fair says hip hop is a culture with multiple elements like DJing, graffiti, breakdancing, fashion, and rapping. I mean, you know, graffiti. Is all graffiti good? You know, if it did inspire graffiti, then I think that's a bad thing. I mean, I don't think you should go around. I don't care how talented you are. You shouldn't go around, you know, painting or spray painting on buildings, no matter how positive it could be, unless you have permission. That's just me. Call me very old school, very old school when it comes to things like that. You know, so has it been a negative? Has it been a positive? Has it been a little bit of both? You know, I don't know. But for me, I'm looking at hip hop and its influence, mostly in rapping and also fashion. You know, if hip hop were not created, if hip hop were not, and yes, it is part of a culture that was created, a lot of things within our cultures are something that was created within the culture. If hip hop weren't around, would it have inspired rap? Does hip hop inspire, you know, people to wear their pants below their butt? Or would that have started something else? You know, and you want to talk about DJs. DJs have been around for decades, for years and years before hip hop even started. There were DJs. You know, DJing has evolved within the last some odd years. I mean a lot, not just a little. But everything does evolve. Is it for the good? Is it for the bad? Positive? Negative? And Ferris says, but buildings could be ugly, all dull, vibrant it up. Yeah, but do you vibrant it up? And I understand what you're saying, but do you vibrant it up without permission? Is that right? What you may consider to be ugly, somebody else may say, well, it's just fine. You know, so when you start talking about graffiti, because graffiti does have a negative, you know, the connotation there is negative. You know, so when you talk about to vibrant something up, do you, you know, do it without somebody's permission? Okay, I only condone it on public property or public buildings. Well, again, that's graffiti, and that's, you know, illegal on public property or public buildings. If you have permission to do it, then yeah, you know, yes, exactly. Otherwise, it is vandalism. Hey, Juju, welcome. You know, so again, I ask, is hip hop, you know, is it something good? Or is it something that inspire something on the negative side? And do artists have something to do with it? Because hip hop to me can take many, many different labels. And hip hop is also known as, you know, it's a culture, but it's also heavily known as rap. You know, and hip hop also used to be known as disco rap. And anybody familiar with disco, remember going to those parties with the disco ball and all that other stuff, you know, old school firsthand, you know, going and experiencing things like that. But hip hop is all over the country. I mean, it was very prevalent starting, you know, in New York in the early 70s, but hip hop was going on in the 60s. Hip hop has a long history. As does rap. Rap is the spoken word. But then you throw in some hip hop and it's the spoken word put to music. How has that spoken word evolved within the hip hop culture? You listen to rap when it first came out to the rap now, it's like, seriously? It's degrading, my opinion. It's humiliating, my opinion. It's negative, my opinion. Welcome, Lou. And Fair says rap is hip hop. Hip hop is it is not rap. I'm going to disagree with you there. Again, going back to the 60s and what have you. Hip hop was around. Rap was first. And actually, you know, when you look at the history of rap again, which is the spoken word, And Fair is saying to me again, hip hop is a culture of multiple elements. Yes, it is. We said that, you know, but it is also heavily influenced by rap. You know, we can go back and forth on this, you know, whatever. You know, but again, my opinion. Hip hop is hip hop just has a very long history. Y'all remember those house parties, those basement parties with the blue light? You know, hip hop was going on then. People were doing the spoken word then to the music. Somebody else would get up and they would start, you know, whatever. Sometimes you do that pass the mic thing. Everybody's doing their little spoken word with the music in the back. Somebody would start dancing. That was going on in the 60s. That was going on in the 50s. That was going on in the 40s. That was going on the plantation. That was going on before then. So, yes, it is intertwined with other genres, I guess you would say. But I don't know, it is what it is. You know, you have artists who, when you look at the, if you want to look at what people consider the beginning of hip hop, they'll look at people like the Sugar Hill Gang. You know, they'll look at, you know, Ice-T. You know, you look at hip hop as, you know, it was also making a political statement. You know, they were talking about the economy. Marvin Gaye was involved in hip hop. James Brown was involved in hip hop. If you look back at their creative I'll just say the music that came out. Prince was involved in hip hop. So how do you define it? Because hip hop, you know, it talked about, you know, it was a lot of things, but when people were, when you put the music to it, a lot of it was talking about, you know, the economic blight, police brutality. Yes, you know, again, there is some rap in there, but hip hop, it's a subculture. You know, you go back to New York, and parts of the city were falling apart in the early 70s. We were just coming out of civil rights. So I guess, you know, hip hop is whatever you want to define it as, however you see it. But has it changed society? I think it has. And it would be great if we can get back to the more positive things. But hip hop is a global, it's around the world. It's everywhere. And it is a subculture within a culture. It is music. It's in entertainment. It's in politics. You know, it's in our fashion. It's definitely in our fashion. And each generation changes it to fit them. Hip hop today, when I look at it, is not what it was when I was coming up. It's completely different. But I guess you say to each his own. You know, you look at the videos that hip hop has inspired. Hip hop has inspired a lot of rap videos. You know, I look at somebody like Heavy D. I like Heavy D. He's not like some of these so-called hip-hop artists today. He was more on the positive side. I don't think you have to go there in order to go there. I don't think you have to go there in order to talk about that. It's not necessary. I think hip hop has changed society to, again, make society look at itself, to look within itself. but I don't know. Anyway, guys, when you look back, again, oh, how hip-hop got started before the streets of New York, and you look back at, you know, the people who were actually doing hip-hop, started long time before the 70s. Long time. You look back at history, if you know the history, hip-hop has been around for a long, long time. As has rap. As has a lot of these other subcultures within a culture. It has launched a lot of careers. A lot of people became very famous, very rich, and some were one hit wonders. But when I look at the people who were, you know, you want to stop at the 70s and say who were the originators of a rap, to me, those were the cool people. Those were the people to me worth listening to. But that's, again, that's me. Everybody likes something different. Everybody has their own taste. So, let me see. Okay, everybody is just liking the show. Thank you very much. So I want to go down the rabbit hole a little bit and talk about the artists. So no matter what, whether it's fashion, whether it's music, whether it's entertainment, you know, have artists had a hand in how hip hop has evolved. You know, have hip hop, you know, when you look at the youth of today, how much has hip hop had an influence on the things that they do, the things that they think about, the way they dress, the music they listen to. You know, has hip hop influenced the names they call themselves when they come out as artists? Has hip hop all had an influence in that? Has hip hop had an influence in drugs that are out on the street then and now? You know, has hip hop, is it positive or is it negative? You know, somebody once said that hip hop is a ghetto news report. Well, it depends upon what ghetto you're in. I mean, you have white ghettos, you have black ghettos, you have Latino ghettos. So what ghetto are you talking about? You know, so exactly, you know, how much has hip hop influenced the way society is, how we behave? I apologize if you hear my dogs. I have somebody at the door. So, anyway, that was my question for today, you know. And how much has the media played into hip-hop? You know, have they made it a positive or a negative? You know, has the media adopted, you know, some styles? You know, you talk about the fashion of hip hop. Has the media adopted some of those styles, you know, before they go on the air, on camera? Do you see any of that in social media? What has hip hop done? The culture of hip hop, however you see hip hop, what has it done with social media? And again, is it a good thing, you know, or is it a negative? You know, do people look down on hip hop today the way they did rock and roll, you know, back in the 50s and 60s? You know, Elvis got up on stage and started, you know, rolling his pelvis around, and, you know, you had parents across the country going, "Oh my God, this is indecent. How dare my daughter see this? My son wants to be like Elvis. He's in the garage, you know, gyrating his pelvis. He's in the basement gyrating his pelvis." You know, do people see hip hop the same way? And is the influence from generation to generation, again, a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. I guess it depends on, again, how you look at hip hop. Hey, Power Girl, welcome. Didn't see you pop in. Welcome, welcome. Taraz, welcome. So guys, I am going to, this is going to be a short show today. I'm going to leave y'all with, what am I going to leave y'all with? I guess I can leave you with it if I, okay, hold on for a second. I forgot to upload it. But I am going to do that right now. I'm going to leave y'all with a little bit of Rapper's Delight. A little bit of old school. What I personally will call good hip hop, good rap. Some people may disagree with me, but that's okay. It's okay. So here we go. Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight.
bounce to the hip hop, the hip, the hip to the hip, hip hop. You don't stop the rocker to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat, and me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang bang the boogie to the boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop. Rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big guns, I definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental, and some new Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV, so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talking about checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a punk from the rock, not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, oh, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go, oh, hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. See, if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. I'm Master G, I'm a Melon, it's on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, they start doing the freak. I said bam, I'll ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the rhythm, shaking dairy. You rock it to the beat without a care. Cruise the show, I shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of rhyme eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Singing on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, the pop, the pop, the pop. Give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch. But that's okay, I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, y'all. Throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here, I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere, cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, girls, get on the floor. Come alive, y'all, give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me, Wonder Mike, what are you waiting for?
Say the hip, hop, the hip to the hip, and the hip, hip, the hop, and you don't.
Hello, hello. I am back. I was too busy jumping up and down in my seat. So sorry, the other show started, or the other song rather. Shy Lady, hey, welcome. Didn't see you pop in. Anyway, y'all, that's it for the day. Short show. I will be back tomorrow. And again, thank you for coming. Have a good evening. Bye.